All right, time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, is this Amber?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, so thank you, first of all, for allowing us to give you a call about the message you sent us. So kind of just walk us through what's happening.
Sure. So my fiance's ex-girlfriend is just a nuisance in my life. And since we started dating 2 years ago.
Okay.
Like, she goes to the same church and college as us.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would just kind of work itself out, but it's not. We got engaged, and it's gotten worse since we've gotten engaged. Like, his family isn't helping either, because they still invite her to parties and events, which is super awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, that is super awkward. Like,
yeah. I mean, I get it. They adored her. Really, they thought she was the one for him, but that's just not how it is right now.
Yeah.
And I will say that they are sort of on the right. He did technically cheat on her with me.
Oh.
But he was planning to break up with her when we met and started hooking up. So it just took a little bit longer for her to be dumped.
It was a gray area. There was a gray area, an overlap,
yeah,
if you will.
I mean, right. I mean, it's his family adored her, and I think he was just worried about how his family would feel when he ended it.
Right.
Like, he didn't want them to be completely disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they thought she was going to be the perfect daughter-in-law.
Well, that's a tough situation for you, for sure.
That is tough, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he just wants to keep everyone happy, but, like, I'm his fiancé.
Yeah.
Yes, but they're kind of looking at you as, like, a homewrecker.
I mean, I guess that's probably what they're thinking, but, like, they don't say that to me. They're not as open with me as they were with her.
You're Angelina Jolie, and she was Jennifer Aniston, is what you're telling me.
Wow, what a reference.
I'm just saying. It's still iconic. I know. Well, I'm trying to get in their headspace. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that one.
I'm trying to get into what they're
Kelly
thinking.
Making it awkward.
Trying to figure out how to fix it.
Thanks,
Amber allowed us to call her Kelly. She's gonna hang up. We don't want this.
I want to know like how to get her to go away and how to convince his family that we're the ones that are meant to be. Besides the bad timing.
Okay, so how is your fiance? What's his role in all this? Is he trying to make sure that he does his part in making sure that his family is aware, like, this is my forever, she was my past, and you guys need to let that go and embrace, you know, my fiance?
Or do you guys just do what my family does and not talk about anything?
Pretty much that.
Okay. So he's not much help.
He's not, but it's not like he's actively going over and speaking with her at these parties and events that she's invited to. He kind of, you know, says something, you know, to his parents about it. Like, why did you do that? Like,
yeah,
come on.
He's gonna feel awkward.
That is really weird.
Yes. I mean, he's in a really bad spot when they do that.
I mean, yeah, it's not easy for anybody. Like, I don't know why they do that.
Right.
And why does she go?
They love her.
Even if they would have invited me, like, if my wife and I were to separate and her parents were to invite me to an event that I knew that my ex-wife was going to be at, like, I'd politely decline.
Well, I'm sure she's probably hoping that, you know, he's going to realize his mistake and go running
about.
Back to her. That's probably the motivation. Yeah,
that's what I'm worried about, because she's always very proper with them.
Right. When you know, he sees that his family still loves her, and he's just, I've made the wrong choice. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly brought it back around.
I'm trying to get everyone's headspace.
Yeah.
So we can try to figure out how best to move forward.
All right. Well, Amber, this, I mean, it is a complicated situation. I got to be honest. And love can be messy. And it sounds like that everything is good between you and your fiance now, but
that's the most important part.
Yeah.
Right.
But now it's just kind of like, I think it's just a matter of time before, you know, the ex can kind of fade off into the distance. But would love to know, and we're already getting text messages from listeners.
Do you have a wedding date set? Like, how soon is the wedding?
No, we don't have it set yet because we want to graduate first and get that settled.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
Okay, so I think we've got some time here, wiggle room to work with, you know, trying to just win them over to the idea that, listen, you guys are solid, this is your future, and hopefully they'll get on board.
All right, well, Amber, keep us posted. Like I said, if you want to hang out, we got a lot of people already chiming in, so.
Oh, yeah, you're not the first to be in this situation.
Kelly. Yeah. Kelly, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is it bad that we don't have a date yet?
No. I don't.
Okay. Because you're trying to get into everybody's headspace. So now I'm like, you're freaking me out a little bit.
No, like you finish school, do all that for, like, you guys are doing it the right way, for sure.
Okay.
And listen, I think Kelly's just jealous because you found love a lot sooner than she ever
did. You
did. So.
I had to wait until I was in my 30s. So you're ahead of the game in many ways. It's going to be fine. We're going to try to figure out a best way for you guys to get everybody on board with your love story.
You're making me nervous, Kelly.
No, it's going to be fine. All right. We'll work it out. We got a lot of very smart people who've been probably walked through this and can give you some good words of advice.
Well, I appreciate all of the help anybody can give us.
All right. Thank you, Amber. Appreciate you reaching out, and we'll try to help you out.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. I got to be honest. I don't think a lot of people are on board with the future of this relationship. But yeah, let us know what you think. 502-795-1997. Better yet, let us know if you've been in her shoes. And how did that all work itself out?
Oh, okay. So Amy from Eminence, she's going to have some thoughts. She's got 20 plus years experience with in-laws.
All right. We'll find out. We'll find out what she has to say in her experience stories coming up on 99.70JX. All right. We were talking to Amber just a little bit ago on 99.70JX. Her fiance's ex-girlfriend still won't go away. Her future in-laws even love this woman.
I mean, I get it. They adored her. Really, they thought she was the one for him. But that's just not how it is right now.
Yeah, and there was a bit of a gray area, and I think that's probably part of it.
There was some overlapping. They see her as the homewrecker, and apparently still does, and are holding out hope that the ex will enter the picture again because they keep inviting her.
Yeah. Now we have Amy. She had messaged us and she was like, hey, I have 20 plus years of experience with in-laws that never accepted me.
Ooh, she said I had to go no contact with his mom. He can do whatever, but the family drama has to be, you know, both of you on board.
Mm.
He has to back Amber up.
Wow.
Yeah, that's got to be like the very first thing that happens is he's going to have to get, I think, stronger with his family. Like, listen, I understand how you feel. I understand that you love my ex, but this is my future. She is who I am meant to be. I get that it was messy when we got together, but this is going to be my family and your family. So I hope you guys will get on board with that.
Now, Amy goes on and says Amber and her fiance will have to be on the same team always. Otherwise, walk away. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
And so, like, just saying that the family will never be on board if her fiance isn't, if they aren't a full unit together. So, you know, and Brandy rolls in on Facebook and says, you're going to lose them how you got them is all I'll say. And we see a lot of that, you know, from people who are just like, well, you know, he's going to leave you for someone just the same way he left the fiance for someone else for someone.
I get where people are coming from with that. But there, I'm sure, have been situations where this does result in a happily ever after.
I mean, a lot of people are saying it's kind of on him. Like, the onus is on him to make sure the family understands where you guys are. Look, you are getting, you're not just boyfriend, girlfriend, you're engaged. So
that's
a little bit
Sierra
more of a commitment.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, on Facebook, she says he needs to tell his family they need to let go of the past. You're his future. You love Amber more. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
They'll eventually move on because they have to, even though it may take a while because, you know, hopefully they're going to understand that this could affect their relationship with him if they don't decide to make an effort and accept you.
Now, Amber, there is one more listener who rolled in on text and said, my husband of 25 years started our relationship just like that, and we're happily married with a daughter and that we love dearly. So,
and they've been married for 25 years.
Yeah,
so there
25
you go.
Years. So there's hope that this will happen, and maybe it just takes time, and it takes also your husband getting on board and really protecting what you guys have. So.
Yeah. So just kind of take some of the comments on Facebook with a grain of salt. There are some that are going to say your relationship is doomed, but then you have, you know, our listeners on text saying, hey, 25-year marriage kind of started that way. It can work.
Yeah.
So, but yes, we need to get him on board though. He's the key to pulling this all together. He's got to be the one to shut it down in inviting the ex to the things.
Like, yeah, that's got to stop.
That's not going to be healthy for anyone. That's not letting his ex move on.
No, that's
she
unfair
needs
to her.
To move on with her life as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make it clear with the ex. This is never going to, you know, we are never, ever, ever getting back together. Play that song and then go to your family and say, listen, that is done. This is my future. I hope you guys get on board because we would love to have a relationship, and I want you to see Amber for the way that I see her.
There it is. Kelly said it. All right.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.